On a recent cool spring afternoon in the Ozarks, volunteers from Mercy were busy at Ray Kelly Park in the Metter neighborhood, shoveling dirt, loading it into wheelbarrows, and hoisting it over the sides of raised beds to get ready for planting. There are 9 raised beds at the park at Fremont and Seminole, and with a variety of young plants already in some of them.
So you've got watermelon and peppers, it looks like.
Yes.
Strawberries, tomatoes.
There's also kohlrabi, sweet potatoes, string beans, artichokes, yellow squash, and acorn squash. Other beds are now ready for residents in the Metter neighborhood to rent and grow their own produce, and there's a barrel garden and a small vertical garden. Elaine Trimble, a certified coating specialist at Mercy, was out of breath from working.
I've always been interested in gardening, and there was an opportunity to volunteer over here.
She says this project allows her and her co-workers to work toward a goal of 125,000 volunteer hours as part of the hospital's 125th anniversary celebration. This garden at Ray Kelly Park got started when Springfield Community Gardens contacted Mercy to see if they'd want to collaborate on the project. Trimble says the location is perfect because there's a need for fresh food in the area.
This is a food desert, which within a certain mile range, there's not any available stores for fresh food. So this fills that need.
Specifically, an area is considered a food desert if there's no grocery store within a half mile. The nearby Southside Senior Center plans to serve some of what's grown in the garden to those who visit the facility. Miley Otterson is Springfield Community Gardens board president. She says not only can community gardens teach people how to grow healthy food, they also build neighborhood trust through one-on-one relationships.
You meet people in the garden, you have something in common, which is growing things.
According to Jenny Filmer Edwards, spokesperson for the Springfield Green County Park Board, as far as she knows, there are now 2 community gardens at parks in the city. Springfield Community Gardens and Mercy had to make a special request to the board to put one in at Ray Kelly. She says what board members look for in making their decision is continuity and long-term sustainability.
What made this particular proposal stand out was the fact that Mercy had a group of volunteers that were wanting to staff it as volunteers throughout the season.
Otterson says they plan to expand the gardens at Ray Kelly even further, making them about 3 times as big. Besides the raised beds, there will be tilled spaces for corn, squash, and beans. The garden, she says, have already sparked curiosity.
We're in the middle of a park where people are playing frisbee and letting their dogs run and swinging and on the swings and playing on the playground equipment. And so, of course, they want to know what's going on, and they get really excited when they hear that they're going to have a community garden in the Metter neighborhood.
Gardening is an area residents' blood, according to Otterson. She's a 3rd-generation Ozarks farmer and calls Springfield, quote, a big grown-up farming community.
People have that collective memory of growing food together and building community together.
There are already 19 community gardens in Springfield, according to Otterson, with 20 more in the works.
There's been an explosion of interest in the community gardens.
She invites everyone to get involved in a neighborhood garden, and she says it doesn't have to be one in your neighborhood. You can check out where community gardens are located in Springfield at ksmu.org. According to Otterson, there aren't too many opportunities to volunteer outdoors, and she says it's not just the fresh food that's good for your body.
Being outside, it has been proven to increase mental health, you know, lower depression, and make people have an overall well-being, you know, better feeling.
The Springfield Green County Health Department provided funding for most of the startup costs through a $2,300 grant. Otterson says with a grassroots organization, Springfield Community Gardens, working together with a well-established organization like Mercy, the garden at Ray Kelly Park is sure to be a success. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.